We want to go now to Senator Claire McCaskill, Democrat, of course. She's in the Lake of the Ozarks this morning. We want to talk to you, Senator, about a variety of things, including this new survey that you're launching to try to find out about sexual assaults on college campuses. But I have to ask you about this thing that's blown up overnight about the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers basketball team. Is there anything that can be done about that to beyond what the National Basketball Association could do?
Well, in our country, we have a First Amendment which allows ignorant racists to say whatever they want to say. However, I hope the NBA takes swift action against this man. I can't imagine how it must feel to be one of the African Americans playing on his team, how they must feel today, knowing that the owner of the team is obviously such an ignorant racist.
All right. I want to talk to you, and the reason we asked you this morning, you have launched a survey of college campuses looking for an investigation into what the campuses are doing about sexual assaults. Now, you've been one of the leaders in making the military more accountable to sexual assaults in the military. Just tell us what it is you're trying to do here, and where do you see this going?
Well, we've accomplished a long list of historic and sweeping reforms in the military that give victims much more power and deference, that give them more protection and information. And I see a lot of similarities on college campuses in terms of a closed cultural environment where victims are so worried about how they're going to be viewed if they come out of the shadows. So I think the first step is to look at how college campuses are dealing with this now. I know from my experience as a prosecutor that there's a natural conflict many times between university police and municipal police, local law enforcement versus university law enforcement. And frankly, the laws are very complicated. They overlap in some ways. They contradict one another. I think it's time we get a really good idea of what's going on all of these campuses across the country. That's what this survey is for. Then we'll take the next steps, which would be stakeholder roundtables, hearings, and then ultimately legislation.
I guess there are two questions that I have. Number one, how can you get victims to report these crimes? As I understand it, maybe fewer than 5% of these assaults are now reported. At least that's what we think. And I guess the second question I would have is, can you force colleges to do this? Can you withhold federal funds from colleges if they are not properly enforcing these laws?
Well, first, as to victims, these young people need to make sure, we need to make sure they understand that you don't have to have perfect judgment to be the victim of a felony. I think many times young students second guess themselves, oh, did I drink too much? I shouldn't have gone to his room. I didn't know him well enough. And they do a self-blame. And part of that is because they don't know where to go to get the help, support, information they need. We've seen a 50% increase in reporting within the military since we've instituted our reforms. Now I think we could see that same kind of increase if we turn our attention on college campuses. It's the same crime, Bob. If you are passed out drunk or if there is a gun to your head, it is the same crime. It is a crime where there is not consent. It is a felony, and we need to start making sure victims understand that so they don't do the self-blame.
Can you withhold federal funds if the colleges don't comply? And we're running out of time here, about 20 seconds.
There is, in fact, ways to withhold funds, but we've got to make sure that we have the right systems in place and processes in place, and then we can go after really strict enforcement and hopefully increase the number of prosecutions of these perpetrators that are preying on young women.
All right. Thank you so much, and we'll be back in a minute.